Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is part 181 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program number 283. Now, if you'd like a copy, a CD, or an audio tape of this program, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive it at the end of the program. It's absolutely free. Postage and handling is taken care of. If you need a Messiah book or literature, or even if you can't afford a Bible, we'll send it to you free of charge. No need to even be concerned about postage, all right? Now we have some music. We have some testimonials and the continuation of the message that I began bringing on the hanging the other day of Saddam Hussein. And great insight into the things, that the way that the Vatican has manipulated the world to this very point, to what we have here today. In the meantime, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service. Father, take the service over. Do whatever You will, because I am willed to do Your will. You gave me this message, and Lord, give everybody the faith to believe it, to receive it into their hearts, into their minds, their souls. Let them believe it, Father, because it's for their very life. Those that are not yet saved in Radioland that are listening to this program, and those that are in the church, let them be strengthened. Let the souls be saved that are unsaved. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, again, I was telling you about Susie the other day, yesterday, where she was telling me that she wanted me to sing like Elvis Presley. And when we were on a lot of these different television programs, we'd be guest speakers. They would tell me that I was like they announced me as the Christian Perry Como. But Susie wanted, he says, sing some songs like Elvis, please. She was a big Elvis fan. I said, Sue, no, I can't do that. And then she said, I'm going to die soon. And she said, you know, I'll come and haunt you if you don't. Jokingly, she would say that. And she says, and you'll feel sorry for not doing what I want if you won't do that. So I said, okay. And it's just an amazing thing, but I forgot all about that until one of my boys came to visit me today with his wife, Christy. Mike, who also is was one of the top jockeys in the world. He has won over 2,200 and some odd races he's raced. And he says, oh, we were listening to your program. And he says, we listened to Elvis singing on there all the time. And I said, I asked Sharon, is that Elvis? Did we ever play Elvis on the... She says, no. And I said, oh, okay, look at Elvis. That's really very flattering to me, because to think, you know, that someone would say I sound like Perry Como or Elvis, you know, that would really be something. I don't want to get egotistical. That'll puff me up. But they said, no, it's Elvis. And I said, what song is it? And they said, you know, Swing Down Sweet Chariot, and sent me. I says, oh, that's me. I said, I did it because of Sue. I didn't want to, but she said, do it. All right, so here's this, the song, Swing Down Sweet Chariot, and it's not Elvis, it's me with the J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field.
He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Well, just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Praise the Lord. I believe that's one of them that J.D. and the Sumner and the Samps did not sing with me on. It was another group. This one I recorded at Porter Wagner's studio. And Porter and I sang together on one of the records on that album. Later on, I'm going to sing Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Okay, now, we have some testimonies. Where's the first one from?
From San Marcos, California. A man named Tai Wu from San Marcos read Brace Yourselves in the Union Tribune. He said he is the leader of a senior group of 30 people in his church, and he wants to teach your literature in his group and would like to start with Brace Yourselves and the Messiah book. In addition, he wants all the other literature you have written so he can review them for the ones he will introduce next. He wants to become a distributor in his area. He said the literature in the newspaper was exceptional, and was astounded to see such a large ad taken in the newspaper and the cost.
Right. Well, you know, God gave his life, Jesus, his only begotten Son. He was in Jesus when Jesus died on the cross, but of course the Holy Spirit never dies. But his body, the body of Jesus died. And that was the greatest price that anyone could pay for my soul and your soul. And to me, it's nothing to spend money. It's just the least that we could do is to spend some money to get the gospel out. I spent $250,000. We just took in a big influx of money by working real hard, and we spent it all. On one day, we got to over 30 million people by putting this in the many different newspapers in the country. Now, we need more finances for that. And this is a worldwide radio broadcast. And we have something else here?
Yes, from Chula Vista, California. A man named Ralph called. He said he saw Brace Yourselves in the San Diego newspaper. He said for 15 years he sailed the Caribbean in his own boat doing missionary work, and he has to hand it to you. You are definitely called of God in these last days to do a work. He said he missed last week's article and called his friends to see if anyone still had their Sunday newspaper because he is intrigued with your writings and doesn't want to miss one. He said he has opened churches in Venezuela, Trinidad, and Mexico and would like a variety of your literature sent along with Messiah books so he can send them to his churches to preach from and to distribute. He ended by saying, I have to say this man, Pastor Tony Alamo, is something else.
Okay, yeah, that was a real deal. Amen?
Amen.
The real deal. So now we're going to continue on with the message that the Lord gave me early yesterday morning after I saw that they, quote, hung unquote, Saddam Hussein, who used to indirectly be in business with the Bush family, according to many, many books, okay? So go ahead and let's continue. Where did we leave off? What were we talking about then?
About crimes against humanity.
Mm-hmm. Now, they hung him because it was a crime against humanity. Of course, when we annihilate hundreds of millions of children and women for the Vatican, that isn't crime against humanity. President Clinton boasts of murdering millions of people, bombing 50 different nations so that the Vatican could take power over them. And then he boasted openly. He says, I take full responsibility for the murder of these people here at Waco. They were abusing children. They were not abusing them, but even if they were, is it right to, if children are abused, to go in and kill them, Mr. Clinton? Is that right? What do you think, Sharon?
No, it is not.
Why?
Murder is not called for if somebody is in need of help, if assuming it's true.
Assuming that what's true?
That the accusations that the children were abused is true, murdering them.
Well, but is it right to murder at all?
No, it is not.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, the people in this world, seems like even some of you are like, you know, you say, well, if it wasn't called for. The Lord's commandment is, thou shalt not murder. It doesn't say thou shalt not kill, but it does say thou shalt not murder. These people were anti-Vatican. They're against, in other words, they're against the Antichrist. And so they just made up that they were selling guns and that they were a threat when all they would have had to do is go and turn themselves in when they wanted David Koresh. The sheriff there said he would have gladly turned himself in. He comes to visit him all the time. But they went there just as Mr. Peeler, who was with the FBI, he finally got enough of the government stuff, the Vatican stuff. They tried to hire him to murder me, to assassinate me, whatever word you want to use. And he said he got enough of it. He said they didn't go there. They asked him to go, and he actually went. And he said that he took part with the rest of the FBI, BATF, and other supposed to be American government officials in blowing down the World Trade Center. Planes crashing into the World Trade Center way up high would not have caused those buildings to pancake down. Now, we can go over that theory over and over and over again, but there's no way. It just so happened that all the pathways for them to dive bomb into the World Trade Center, all of them were totally ignored. Even the airports were told to don't do anything. And everybody just conveniently happened to be away. But you've heard all these stories before, but I'm telling you what the Lord gave me. No, the Vatican wanted us to get angry enough at a country that they want to take over so that we would get angry enough of these people that were killed at the World Trade Center that we would go and bomb and murder hundreds of thousands of people in Iraq. And then to make it look really that this man was a devil, then we go over there and capture him. And, quote, hang him, unquote, because it's doubtful that he was hanged, all right? Yeah, we really don't know that because all you saw was two guys with masks on. And you saw him getting a little rag put around his neck. And then they led him about four or five steps. And then they put a rope around his neck. And after that, you didn't really see the hatch door open. You didn't see his neck snap and his tongue come jutting out of his mouth and his eyes bug out like always does with people that are hung. Because of the fact that he was in business with the Vatican, it could be that they put him where this Bin Laden is. Now, Bin Laden, it's been told by Vaticanites that this man, certain people that in the know said that Laden's been dead for years. He died of a liver disease or something like that. And so they might have put this man as a favor to an old buddy or an old friend. They might have just made it look like he got hung to satisfy the people for the billions of dollars that have been spent over there to get rid of this man that was supposedly a person that had weapons of mass destruction. I love the answer that he gave, that he said the only nation that has weapons of mass destruction is the United States. That's what Saddam Hussein said. And he's right, you know, he's right for sure of that. And I noticed that whatever he was talking on TV, just like when they used to be accusing me of false things, they would pretend to do an interview with me, and while I'm talking, all you do is see my mouth moving back and forth, but not even a ventriloquist was talking through my mouth, okay? They wouldn't even allow me to be Elmer, what do they call this, Mortimer's Nerd, or this Charlie McCarthy. They just saying all kinds of things that were lies, and here I'm just looking like an idiot on, because they never let anybody but the Vatican do the talking, and they're the biggest bunch, they're the devil. And the Bible says that the Vatican, that the devil is the liar and the father of every liar. So I'm saying, look, I didn't do this and all this kind of stuff. They're saying that I'm getting a fair interview, and I'm talking, and they say, so this man is lying so much that we won't even put his voice on television. And how many people have they sent down the river? On false charges. And then talk over you when you're on television. Why didn't they let this man explain himself? Amen?
Amen.
And why didn't we get to see, you know, if he really got hung, why didn't we get to see his tongue jutting out and his eyes bugging out and all that? You know, I don't believe, I believe they spirited him away someplace. Yeah, someplace, I don't know. Somewhere. Somewhere. Where are you? Sodom. I mean, you know, you can trick some of the people some of the time, but you can't, you know, deceive some of us all the time. Not all the time. Okay? Summertime and wintertime and evening time and morning time. Bess, you is my woman now. You know, movie producers, you ought to get a movie producer in there to do some of your stuff because you're coming way out in the open. Why don't you get this, what's his name, or is Tennessee Williams dead? Or well, Cecil B. DeMille's dead, so they can't get him. I get some kind of movie producer today. Who the guy that did Godfather, what's his name? He dead too? Okay. Who did the movie about E.T. and all them?
Steven Spielberg.
Who?
Spielberg.
Yeah, you guys ought to get Steven Spielberg to do your stuff for you, okay? Because you're amateurs compared to him. You know, I believe the movies more than I do you, okay? There's only two guys there with hoods on, and then him. Okay, well, let's go on. I mean, it's such a farce, you know. And also, you're blowing up the World Trade Center and the federal building in Oklahoma City, and also the thing in Waco where you wouldn't let reporters get in close so that they could see that it was you that were killing people instead of the Branch Davidians. You did it because they're anti-Catholic. And that's why you paid people off to murder me and to come up with all these dirty, filthy, lying stories from one of your branches called, used to be called the Cult Awareness Network. Now what do they call it?
Wellsprings.
It sounds more charming than the Cult Awareness Network. Wellsprings. Wellsprings. Well, well, well. Wellsprings. like three coins in a fountain somewhere in the heart of Rome. Thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? You people are into fairy tales, you know? Could come true, it could happen to you if you're just young at heart. You got everybody doped up in this country because the presidents brought narcotics and drugs in here from Colombia and from Burma and places like that. And now they're so dopey that they don't know what they're seeing on TV. So you got them right where you want them. Okay, well, let's hear the rest of the story that the Lord gave me this morning.
As far as crimes against humanity, all wars came about by the Vatican.
According to the Bible, the Lord said that Satan's seat, where Satan sits in Rome, is the mother of every abomination. So that would include the wars, including this fake one that the Vatican had got started because they wanted to take over Iraq and Iran and the Arabic nations, and they're down to the bottom of the barrel now. I mean, I'm talking about the barrels of oil. Okay? Then what?
And to teach Japan a lesson, the Vatican taught them to kneel down by having the United Nations troops, the U.S., drop a couple of bombs on them.
Yeah, big bombs, A-bombs, right?
Yes.
Then what?
Here is a sample of their peace talks. Quote, now, if you people will let Rome control you...
Yeah, like if I was the Pope, I'd say, if you let us control you, we'll help rebuild your nation after we just stomped you into the blacktop with our weapons of mass destruction. And we'll also give you the automobile industry. How's that for starters, boys? We're not going to call you little yellow slant-eyed bastards anymore. How's that for a second promise? And let's see, we'll give you the appliance business. We'll transfer all that over here. And the technology, televisions, radios, CD players, whatever. And the Chinese, we're going to give you all the clothing industry. If you'll just take on democracy. We don't want to bomb you. We bombed Tokyo, or Hiroshima, rather, and Nagasaki to show everybody, don't mess around with us, Mono. If you mess around with us, Mono, we're going to bomb you out. Now, will you accept democracy, or do you want the same thing to happen to you? So they say, oh, yes, the boss, you know, here we'll be the Democratic. We'll let you be the power. We'll let you be the man. Yes, the boss. Yeah, what will you give us, the Chinese say? Well, you get to do all the arrow shirts and all the clothing that everybody in the world wears, okay? Just don't have, and we won't make you put in a trade union like a Department of Labor so that you can just feed those what we call gooks, those nice Chinese people. You can just feed them a bowl of rice and maybe a buck or two a day, all right, and put them in pigeonholes. All those Japanese, they got apartments down. That's why you go down the hallway and here's like stacks. It looks like these mausoleums where they stack all the people in there. And, you know, they're small enough to where they can crawl into those cubby holes like pigeons. And we'll give you, that's your apartment now, okay? We'll give you a pair of earphones and one of those plug-ins so you can listen to the radio or watch your wristwatch TV set. After all, you know, what do you want from us already? We're not going to bomb you if you're a nice guy. Okay, and then what else?
Here is a sample of their peace talks. Now, if you people will let Rome control you with good democracy, then we will help you rebuild your country that we just blasted off the map. And if your leader won't comply, we will hang him and put him on television all day long, maybe for years.
Yeah, and if he's one of our buddies in the oil business, well, we'll just make it look like we hang him. and put him off someplace and put him in the cave where Bin Laden is supposedly at. Okay, or give him, let him live down in the catacombs over here with the homosexuals that escaped from the United States, the prosecution over here, put him in there with all the homosexuals. And then Saddam Hussein will have his own battle. His own war between him and the homeless will go after him for sure. He'd probably say, no, bomb, go ahead, hang me. Okay, what else?
This will be a warning for everyone to not resist democracy, I mean dictatorship. Yeah. Because if you do, look at Saddam Hussein dangling off the end of a rope.
But we didn't see him dangling. That might have been a sack of potatoes, whatever we saw. Well, I mean, did you see the hatch open? Did you see his neck stretch? I didn't either. Did anybody? And then they saw a silhouette of something hanging against the morning light or whatever. Okay, what else?
We are going to rub that into your mind the same way that urine is rubbed into leather to make it leather, to make
you. Yeah, they're
going to
rub all this in your brain. Whatever the propagandist, the news media, the Satan's mouth wants to tell you, they rub it into your brain just like they rub urine into leather to make it supple. And you're supple. Especially if you're drugged up, you know, and dope head, you don't know it's going to say, oh, man, we don't want no parts of that. Then what else?
Now, if Japan would have won the war, I bet you a dollar that they would have hung President Truman for crimes against the innocent men, women, and children who died at Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, crimes against humanity. And what about Mr. Clinton? What about Mr. Clinton? Well, he says, I'm dying. God's taking care of him and all these other people. And, of course, all these presidents, the one that just died, Mr. Ford, they said he never said a bad word about anybody. Not even me, Mr. Ford? No, you're a definite Vaticanite. I'm sure you had plenty of mumblings about me where nobody heard him. All right, then what else?
This is how the American public is beginning to see through all of the Vatican's wicked propaganda.
Yeah, they're beginning to see through it through me. I remember when I was in trial over in Miami, and the press was there from China and India and Pakistan and everywhere in the world. I mean, it was so crowded they had to build bleachers inside the courtroom. And then there still wasn't enough room for them. They had to stay out in this hallway, and they put closed circus. That's more like closed circuit and closed circus TV out there. And the prosecutor says, "Judge, it was a bail hearing, so I could bail out. They are accusing me of owning Alamo car rental," and I said, "No, I don't." They kept saying, "Yes, you do," and I says, "All right, take it, take it." It's like you people know so much. They're on drugs too, people. They're so drugged up they're believing their own hallucinations. Well, anyway, they said, Mr. Alamo here is telling everybody that the government is the devil, and they believe him. And all the press went, oh. They were shocked at him saying that, you know. And that I... So they admit that they believe me. And they don't believe the president. And they don't believe the Pope anymore. Because I tell you what God says, and so come to me, and I'll tell you the truth. All right?
Amen.
Of course they believe me, because I'm telling the truth, and there's something about the truth that rings a bell. The light bulb goes off in your mind. And sometimes it even cuts through the narcotics and drugs and the dope and the sniffing of glue and gas and whatever else you're sniffing out there. So stop sniffing. Stop taking that stuff and believe what the Lord is telling me. Okay, what else?
That's why they have to keep running their propaganda over and over again.
Because they know you're drugged up, so they have to keep running it over and over and over. And then when the devil knows that you received it, then they go on to the next subject. Okay, then what?
That's what they
now, I take a vote here. What do you believe? Was that Saddam Hussein that they really hung, or was it a sack of spuds? Okay, then what?
That's why they have to keep running their propaganda over and over again on the international news channels as the Vaticanites, the propagandists, the democracy cats, the real insane people of this world are doing. Crimes against humanity, these bastards are millions of times worse than Saddam Hussein.
Why, the Vatican is the one is like hundreds of millions of times worse than Saddam Hussein. Why don't they go up into that Pope's chambers and grab him by the toe? And pull him out of his grand living space. Pull him out of the nightclubs in the Vatican. Get him out of there. They got 5 nightclubs in the Vatican. Did you know that? They go in there and watch the TV and laugh at everybody that's believing this stuff over happy hour while their noses are getting redder by the minute from the booze. Okay, then what else?
Saddam Hussein's crime was that he was a hard head. He wouldn't back down to democracy, which is the Vatican's plan to rule the world.
Right. Bad. Democracy, it's dictatorship. Who do you think's taking the Bible out of schools and stopping the coming against the name of God in this country? ACLU is one of the Vatican's branches. You keep hitting the branches and the tree's not going to die. The root has to be exposed. And that root is in Rome, Italy. They keep saying that the Jews, it's the Jews. It's not the Jews. The Jews are almost broken Israel. It's pitiful. I lived there for quite a while. I lived in Jerusalem and also in over by the lake, Sea of Galilee. No, they're broke. I felt sorry for them. Because the whole Vatican is like against them. I wanted to make it look like an accident. But God is going to deliver the Jews. He's going to pour out his wrath from heaven on that bunch of rascals. And pray that they'll get saved. That's what I do. I pray. But I don't want you people to fall into deception like the whole rest of the world is. Those of you that listen to me, you're not deceived anymore. You know where it's coming from. Because I tell you in the Bible where it's coming from. I've written many pieces of literature on this subject. And if you want some, call up and ask for them, okay? And it's free of charge. Don't worry, we'd never charge you for pulling you out of darkness. Okay, what else?
The news media can make you believe that your dopey little brother is the one causing all the crimes in the world.
If they wanted to, they could. All they got to do is take a picture of him and get him on TV and tell him where he lives. 212 Elm Street over in Billings, Montana or someplace. He's the one, yeah. Or it's Bin Laden, he's hiding in a cave when in reality they buried him years ago, according to witnesses. Then what else?
Or that it's Crazy Shirley.
Yeah, Crazy Shirley, you know, the one he used to date over in Hoboken. Okay, who else?
I know because they did the same thing to me. They have done the same thing to the Bible, God's holy word.
Right, they're slandering the Lord himself. And so it's no little matter that they would slander somebody like me, one of his people that does what he says for me to do, and he tells everybody else to do this. But most you people don't have a gut in your body or on your body. You're more afraid of Satan than you are the Lord. But let me tell you, the Lord says that you people that are afraid of Satan, the fearful and unbelieving are going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. The Lord has a promise for those that are not afraid. He says that he'll protect us, okay? And they will not destroy us. Okay, then what else?
They make it look like if you are born again of the Spirit, you are dangerous.
No, they're dangerous. Okay, keep going.
President Clinton brags that he brought about Vatican democracy into 50 different countries by bombing them, by murdering hundreds of millions of people. He, along with the One World Government troops, the media, and that disgusting Janet Reno, made that little church in Waco look as bad as a Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, and Hitler and Mussolini and Tojo and Stalin and Kosygin and all the others in the world that were evil. When in reality, they're just a little country church praising and thanking the Lord. And they were like, had little dune buggies out there having races, and the man was playing the guitar. And, you know, but and these people in the Vatican, they got naked little girls and boys and homosexuals and everybody hanging around, and they're bombing countries all over the place. Let's focus on the root. The Vatican, you devil-possessed bunch of weasels. Get everybody's mind on you. Vu. Tu. Tu si, diablo. You're the devil. Then what?
The media was saying that David Koresh was abusing the children.
Huh?
The media was saying that David Koresh...
Oh, yeah, that he was abusing the children, so they bombed him. That makes it better, right? They turn him on fire. Okay, we have pictures of the flamethrowers coming out of the tank. And we sent them to all the news media, but you know something? They never showed it to the general public. You know why? Because they're the devil. They're the devil's mouth. Just like the Bible says. They know that if they did, the Vatican would have troops come down and close the station down and murder all of them. Why don't they murder you, Tony? I don't know. The Lord said if I'd got the... preach his word, and this he gave to me this morning. If you preach the word, he says, they won't get you. They will not be able to destroy you. Because if they try, I'll destroy them. Okay, then what else?
The media was saying that David Koresh was abusing the children, so they killed them, the children. The Vatican troops, posing as U.S. troops, killed the little children and their mothers, and then turned it around like they committed suicide. This is what the Vatican's media won't tell you, because what I'm telling you is the truth. They did it right before your eyes, and you believed it.
Yeah, they did it before your eyes, but you believed the Vatican, the devil, rather than your own eyes. That goes to show how drugged up, or doped up, or boozed up you are. You're worse than Mortimer Snert and Charlie McCarthy. Come over here and sit on my lap. Okay, what else?
I was sent to prison on a pack of lies. I was sent to prison by the testimony of a lot of false witnesses because they were threatened and they were afraid to not do what democracy told them to do.
What they did is they went to prisons and told them, we'll let you out of prison if you'll testify falsely against Pastor Alama. They went to a former wife of mine who is the princess of Sweden, Birgitta Gyllenhammar, and they told her to say that I give her $40,000 a month. Back then, we didn't have any $40,000. We didn't even have $4,000 a month to give it to anybody. And she was the heiress of Volvo Automobile and Truck Company, and she had bank accounts in Switzerland and in the United States. What need would I have to give her money? She's wealthy. I mean, she wouldn't ever ask money from me. She never did, and I never gave it to her. But nevertheless, she said it because they said they were going to send her back to Sweden, and they're going to take her house that she bought from Les Brown, the band of renown, away from her in Pacific Palisades overlooking the ocean high up on a hill. And they're going to take her two dress shops away, one on in Beverly Hills on Brighton, and also on the Sunset Strip. All right, what's next? And so they threatened him, and so she gladly did what they said because they were going to deport her, send her back to Sweden, and never let her come back to the United States. But you want to know something after they did? And another one, they said, we give you all kinds of money if you'll lie about Pastor Alamo. Well, which one? Which was that one?
Jody.
Jody. Yeah, Jody Fryer, she went and I told them a story because they said they'd give her 10% if they'd sell millions of our property. They took all our people and put them out on the streets. Why? Because they put the gospel message out. At gunpoint, they came up and got them out of the... Oh, this will scare you away from our church. So what? The fearful and unbelieving people, you'll wind up in hell for being fearful and unbelieving. Fearful of the devil and not fearful of the Lord. The Lord says you don't have to fear anybody, just fear me. Then what else, Sharon?
I don't believe anything that Bush says. I don't believe anything the media says.
Bush is not a Christian. He's Catholic to the core. Christians would never kill anybody. Of course they say that they're Christians in order to get your vote and to get all these silly people that call themselves Christians that have TV programs to promote them. I've heard some of them say, why, he's your only friend. Why do you people that are Christians resist President Bush when he's the only one that's for you? That was, what's his name in the...
John Hagee.
That guy. He tells a lot of jokes, but you're not funny, Mr. Hagee. Okay? And the same thing with the Rod Parsley. Don't believe these people. If they're preaching the gospel, you see it's scriptural, it's all right to believe them. But don't believe that President Bush is the Messiah or that he's Christian. Okay? Because Christians don't do that. Only the Vatican. Okay, what else? We're in a... Why would he okay the taking over of these countries? And don't believe that President Clinton, former President Clinton, was a born-again Christian. He was a born-again Christian until he made it into office, and then he showed his colors. He was a Catholic. He went on tour with the Pope. He kissed his rings. He kissed his toenails and whatever else he kissed was behind closed doors. Okay, what else?
It's all a well-planned stage play. The people of the world are vexed. They don't know how to put it all together. They can't see a future, and Rome knew it.
Okay, so the people of the world are vexed. They can't see a future. Because I believe that a lot of them, especially even the ones that are drugged up, the reason they got drugged up is because they can't see any future. But that isn't the answer. You know, get like I am. Become very fully aware because the Lord's coming back to earth again very soon. If he didn't end the time, he said that no flesh would be able to endure it. And he said, for the elect's sake, for those that are called and chosen, he says he's going to shorten the time and it's going to happen real soon. As soon as the 144,000 Jew, the last one, is saved, then God's going to allow the angels to pour out his wrath on this earth. And you're going to be standing there, you know, holding your ice cream cone. Okay? But you won't be able to eat it. You'll be so nervous that you'll put it right on your forehead instead of in your mouth. Well, that isn't the... Listen, you. You know, Elijah used to mock the devils. I mock them too. Okay? You may, I don't think you think it's funny, though. And I don't think you're funny at all, either. You people that believe the world government, which is the actual Antichrist. Let me tell you, the Bible says that the Roman Church, the government, and the media is the, and all the followers of it are the Antichrist. Now, Jesus is one man. But in order for us to get into heaven, we must be in him. We are the we're in his body. We are his body. And he is the head. And let me tell you that the Antichrist is one corporate body of people. Everyone that is not in Christ is in the Antichrist. You can't be in anybody else because there is nobody else. There's only God and Satan. He says... if you're not with me, God says, you're against me. And no one could be against me and win. Okay? Everyone that's not with me is against me. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yes.
All right. So the world at large is against God. And let me tell you, God's against you. Once the wrath starts being poured out on this earth, it's going to be too late for you to repent. Because repentance, the time of repentance, is over. Over. All right, Sharon, go ahead.
That's why they made deals with Burma and other countries like Colombia to bring drugs into the country, because the people couldn't rationalize anything that Rome's cult, government, and propagandists were doing.
Right. Yet God sent me into the world to tell you. Okay, get you out of the fog. Okay, those funny faces that are coming to you and all this and make you feel like you want to dance and stuff. Stop dancing already. Okay, because it's not funny, and it's not a party. Go ahead, what else?
It is very important for people to get out of drugs and alcohol so that you can know what is going on. The propagandists have even made people believe that President Bush is a born-again Christian. The false prophets, many of them TV evangelists, have also convinced you to believe the lie. If you look at it realistically, what business do we have in Iraq or Iran or any country in the world? What we are doing there and other places in the world is bringing about control of the world to the Vatican.
For the Vatican. All we're doing is sponsoring, we're the actual military force of the Vatican. And the Vatican's enemy is the Christians and the Jews. And you Jewish people that are leaguing in with the Vatican and agreeing with them, you're going to stand judgment. And the ovens in Germany were nothing in comparison to the oven that God's going to allow you to go in. And it's your own choice. And if I were you, I'd read the Bible, the King James Version, or the original text, because you're going to face God, and it's going to happen real soon, and you're going to feel sorry. You're going to be so angry at yourself for having believed them rather than the Lord. Okay, then what?
The Vatican, the government, and the media is the 1-2-3 punch that is humbling the world to bow down to the Antichrist trio. How could anyone believe the Vatican's malarkey? The Bible tells us that Satan deceiveth the whole world, Revelation 12:9.
And he's done it, just like the Lord said. Look at you. Then what?
I went to Saddam Hussein's website, and he said, how can President Bush say that I have weapons of mass destruction? The U.S. is the only one that has weapons of mass destruction.
Amen. Then what else?
Look at what they are doing to the whole world, and even your country. We, the United States, are the ones that bombed the World Trade Center, Waco, and the Oklahoma City Federal Building. The media dupe the people of the world. They are able to get a mob together any time they want. While they were telling so many terrible lies about me on television, I would be talking, telling the people the truth about the fallacies of what they were saying and the truths of what was really happening. But they would cut off the sound on me while I was talking, like the propaganda did to Saddam Hussein. Wouldn't you like to hear what Saddam Hussein was saying?
Yeah, or any of these other dictators, like the devil that they dreamed up in Romania, my mother country. I mean, I'm a Romanian Jew. Okay, I'd like to know what that guy had to say. No, because the Pope said he's the devil, he is. But the Bible, God says that the Pope is the devil. Amen?
Amen.
So don't believe, when you hear people calling people devils on TV, realize where that's coming from. That's hatched right out of hell. That's coming right out of Satan's mouth. The propagandists, the media. Okay, go ahead.
All you would hear is propaganda. I am not a Muslim. I am a born-again Christian. And even though they said they wanted to kill all white people and destroy the U.S. and all born-again Christians, well, realize this. The Vatican wants to do this to all born-again Christians and to every Jew.
Yeah, they're the ones. But what I want to do is I want to win their souls to the Lord. Even President Bush or any of them that are so weak that they're doing what the Vatican says. That is one of the most miserably weak persons I know in my life is presidents. I talked to Reagan. You've heard me say what these presidents are. They are puppets of the Vatican. The only ones they use to be presidents of the United States are the most stupid people in the world. The Vatican henchmen are in there telling those pitiful, demon-possessed drunkards what to do. Now, with President Clinton's own admission, he did not have sex with that girl. Then he says, yes, I did have sex with her, and it was inappropriate. It was not right. No kidding. It was more not right for you to bomb all those countries. Okay, you Ginzo. Okay, then what else?
I just want to convert Muslims, and
well,
I
Mr.
have...
Mr. Bush says, well, yeah, I was drunk, and sometimes I get stewed. Okay, what else?
I have converted.
And everybody says, oh, look at how humble. How humble. How utterly humble they are. You are creeps. You are followers of the Antichrist. The only ones you worship are the weak and beggarly things of this world, like these presidents. Sure, they can give orders to go and kill somebody. And there's no doubt that the Vatican will tell them to, you know, hang me and really watch my tongue come out in my eyeballs. All right? But I'll say, blessed be the name of the Lord, because I know for sure that I'll be 1 second out of my body, and I'll be right in heaven with the Lord. And I'll come back with him, taking vengeance on this world and all you sinners that fail to repent. And then I'll see the end of you. He who laughs last laughs best. Okay, then what?
I just want to convert Muslims, and I have converted many of them. I don't want to hurt or kill anybody, and I never have. But this one world government is the most dangerous organization in this world. And the world propaganda...
It's the Antichrist. Then what else?
The world propaganda, the media, covers for it. They hate the Bible because the Bible clearly tells that the Antichrist regime is the Vatican, the government, and the one world news media, the propagandists. All the wars were a hype to bring about Vatican democracy, in other words, dictatorship. When you hear the word democracy, remember that it's Satan's dictatorship.
All right, and I see my time is up. Oh, rat spit. I really hate it when I'm these messages come to a screeching halt, but anyway, you've got a snoot full, right? So, but you know, let's get on the right side. If you people want to be on the right side, you say, well, you know, real, we don't never hear of pastors like you. That's right. There's not anyone like me. The Lord called me to set forth the gospel and the truth of what's going on in this world and to warn you people in the world that you're on the wrong track. And you may not like the way I say things, but I'm saying them like it is, okay? And so I'm going to tell you something else like it is. If you're not born again of the Spirit, and you die tonight or this afternoon or this morning, whenever you're listening to this program, and you go out to meet the Lord, you're not going to be in heaven. There's only two places to go. One is heaven, if you do what the Lord says and you receive what he says. And number two is you go to the pit of hell in the lake of fire. Now, you have to choose where you're going. And you have the power to pull down your own fate because you have a will. So if you want to go to the kingdom of heaven, then, and you want to be blessed by the Lord, well, then go ahead and say this prayer to the Lord and mean it with all your heart. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, Lord, and I ask for you to enter into my heart and give me the power to not sin any longer. Wash all my filthy sins away. And Lord, again I say, make me have your power living in me so that I don't sin anymore. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you have heard me, and I know that you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Praise and thank the Lord. Just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. And when you're, if you'd like a copy of this program, it's program 283. And share and tell them four different ways how to receive a copy of this program. Program 283. Please specify if it's an audio tape or a CD that you want.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
And I did this for Susie. It's not Elvis Presley. It's me with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. She wanted me to sing like Elvis. I didn't want to, but I did for her. And I would do anything but fall away from the Lord for Susie. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And here's J.D. Sumner, the Stamps, and myself to sing Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, God knows that. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua, he was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until, well, until his work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the men of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the ramble, Joshua's crowd, on the battle and men behind. God knows that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Well, they tell me that young the Joshua spear was a well-nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Go broke and ran home, Joshua threatened, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua did the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua did the battle around Jericho, where the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow and ran home, Joshua put, cause the battle came to you no harm. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horns begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Then Joshua shouted, glory, and the walls came tumbling down. God knows that Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Oh,